We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Avodim, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Pi HaTorah Tfilah LeChavakuk, this halacha is going to be based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, Hanal, which was referenced earlier, Behilchas Mila, Halacha Aleph. Chorav Chayev Lomo LeSavdoi, a Jewish master who has a non-Jewish servant, is obligated to circumcise him. V'acharkach, and once he's been circumcised, chayev b'mitzvahs sheho isha chayev espohem. This eved knani, this non-Jewish servant or slave, has the same obligations as a Jewish woman does. Meaning, just like a woman is potter from mitzvahs aseh shazman groma, those mitzvahs that are time-dependent, she is exempt from, so too this Eved Knani is exempt from those mitzvahs. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki ho Eved hu kinyan kaspoi. We know the Torah tells us that an Eved Knani is something that a person acquires with money. He's referred to in the Torah as kinyan kaspoi. Vehu memoinoi shel ha'odoin. He is considered to be the money of his master. He's an asset, as we call it in English. V'chol hanefoshois shoroshom bashirus. We know that all souls are rooted in wealth, in money. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yor, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran. We know that when we speak about Hashem, even though there's nothing physical at all whatsoever, the terminology that's used is the right side, the left side. And when we speak about the left side, wealth is usually associated with the left side. Bismoila oisher v'chovoy, the Pasuk says, number one. And also we're told that the souls also come from the left side. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Likutei Moran, in Torah Samachtes, and in other places, that souls come from the same place. The nefesh comes from the same place as money does. V'alkein, and therefore, kishekoine eved, when a Jew acquires a slave, a non-Jewish slave or servant, v'nase memoinoi, and that person becomes an asset, he becomes like the money, something acquired by money. A purchase. He's a purchase. Nimtza shehu bechinas shoyresh nafshoi. So that eved is connected to the shoyresh nefesh of his master. Because we said the shoyresh of the nefesh is the same place as the shoyresh of money, wealth. And this eved is a kinyan kesef of the master, so he's also connected to the nefesh. V'hanefesh hu bechinas malchus digdusha. And the nefesh is associated with malchus. There are many, many proofs to this. We know that nefesh is referred to as dibur. There's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My soul comes forth in my words. And dibur is malchus. And exactly. For now, we'll leave it at that. V'ho eved hu ha-hepech mi malchus digdusha. Eved, who is associated with Malchus, he is certainly the opposite of Malchus of Kedusha. Bebechinas, as the an Eved Knani. Bebechinas, tachas Eved ki yimloich. The Pasuk says there are three things that Hashem is very upset about. One is an Eved who would want to rule. So we see that Eved is the opposite of Malchus. Because an Eved Knani is associated with the tumah, the impurity of the snake. Bebechinas Oror Kenan Eved Avodim Yelechov. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that Kenan was cursed. He was cursed with slavery, with Eved. And there's another pasuk that said, when Hashem spoke to the snake, he said, Bechinas Oror Ato. Mikol Chayas Asodah, you are cursed. So we see that Avodim are associated with the Nochosh, the Zuamas HaNochosh. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'hu b'chinas malchus harisho, shu b'chinas hanochosh, shu ahepech mimalchus tidusha. Therefore, evet knani, which is the opposite of malchus, we said that on one hand, Eved is money, and money was associated with Malchus. Ha'oysher v'ha'kovoid milfanecho. Kovoid is Malchus, melech ha'kovoid. But it certainly is not Malchus digdusha. So which Malchus is it? It's the other Malchus, the Malchus that is Sidrachra. V'alkein, kisho ha'eved bo l'rshus Yisroel lihiois memoino shel Yisroel, when an Eved becomes part of the possessions of a Jew, Tzorach lamoiloi, the Jew has to circumcise him. Lehachnia ho'orlo, shehi ra ha'koilel, shuzua masanochosh, shehu malchus harisho. In order to subdue the orlo, orlo represents super evil, the impurity of the snake, the malchus harisho. Kedei sheyie nichna tachas yad Yisroel, lihiyois mamoino shel Yisroel. In order that this Eved Knani should become subservient to the Jew. He should become the money of the Jew. In other words, we're separating him by circumcising him. We're detaching him from his source. We said that Eved is Oror. Oror Kenan Eved Avodim. Oror is the Nochosh. We want to remove that curse to a degree and bring the Eved into the possessions of the Yisroel. In order to do that, we subdue the Iker curse of the Eved, the main Tumah of the Eved, which is the Orla. Dahainu bechinas nafshoi shel Yisroel shubechinas malchus tikdusha. By doing that, we're subduing the Eved, the negative aspect of the Eved, and we're making it possible for him to become the possession of the Jew, for him to plug into the soul of the Jew, the nefesh of the Jew, which is Malchus Digdusha. Because we said, a person's money, a person's wealth, is part of that person's nefesh. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole Torah there on the Kutei Moran, Torah Samach Tes, where he shows that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, steals somebody's money, they're stealing his wife and children, which are part of his nefesh. Okay. So that's the circumcision. The circumcision is because Eved is the opposite of Malchus Digdusha, which means he's Malchus the Sitrachra. And we show that Eved is connected to the Nochosh. Eved is Oror. Oror Kenan Eved Avodim. Oror was said, cursed was said to the Nochosh. And of all parts of the body that are associated with curse and tumah, the Orlo is the main thing. Therefore, in order for this Eved to be integrated into the Jew's household, to become part of the Jew's money, part of the Jew's nefesh, part of Malchus Digdusha, we take the main representation of his tumah, of his nachash, which is the orla, and we remove that. And once we've done that, once we've circumcised him, he becomes obligated with the same obligations as a Jewish woman. Why? Because now that this Eved has become part of the nefesh of the Jew, just like a person's wife, just like a Jew's wife is part of his nefesh, Shemishom hamomoin, and that's what we know, that the money of a person comes from his wife. The Gemara says, the famous statement in the Gemara, respect your wives, oikiru l'neshaychu, ki hechi detisatru. Respect your wives so that you'll become wealthy, because the money comes via the wife. And this Eved, who is the money of the Odon, means he's connected to the wife, he's associated with the wife. Kimuva b'divrei Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Samach Tes, shekol hamomoin, that all the money of a person is associated with the left side, which is the nukva, which is the nefesh. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach Tes. V'alkein chayev b'mitzvois shel isho chayev espohem. This is why the Eved has this close association with the isho. He's chayev with the same mitzvahs as the isho. Ki hamomoin hu b'chinas isho kanal. Because the money of a person, the possessions, the wealth of a person, is associated with the woman, the wife. V'ho'eved hu mamoinoi. And the eved is called in the Torah kinyan kaspoi, something that the person acquired with money. He's part of the money of the person. Therefore, the association with the wife, therefore the same mitzvahs as the wife. Halacha Aleph usually is short, because again, this was written at Rav Nosson Zal's earliest point in life. He went through the Shulchan Aruch repeatedly. When he went through it one pass, he wrote Halacha Aleph, the second pass, Halacha Beis. And you see it, when he refers to Rabbeinu Zal, he refers to him as Neiro Yoer, meaning Rabbeinu Zal was living at the time Rav Nosson Zal wrote this Halacha. So he was quite young, and he was in the early stages of his writing. As he gets older, we see how his writing unfolds and becomes clearer, stronger in many ways.